Well, from turning to the first book in the New Testament, you have your Bible, will you turn to the first book in the Old Testament, the book of Genesis, and chapter 5. And don't worry, we're not going to read about all the begats. We're going to read about a man who shines out from those around him. Verses 21 to 24 of Genesis chapter 5. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years, got sons and daughters. All the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, but God took him. Now then, did you make any resolutions at the beginning of the year? And be honest, have you kept them? I don't make any New Year's resolutions on the principle that I'll probably break them anyway. But this remarkable man, Enoch, if, as it were, made a resolution that he kept to the end of his days. And we're told repeatedly in these few verses in Genesis chapter 5, the same phrase, the same three words, he walked with God. He walked with God. And although the new year is about 2 weeks old, that's the challenge that I'd like us to think about for this new year. Who are we going to walk with? Who are we going to please? Ourselves or God? It's a very pertinent, very important question. And Enoch, although we know very, very little about him, there's only the reference here and in Hebrews 11, verse 5. We know enough to see him as a challenge to us. Because the days that Enoch lived will be no easier than the days in which we lived. Of course, we don't have to go very far into the next chapter to read of the situation in which Enoch lived. Indeed, if we look at verse 5 of chapter 6, we find the record that God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And you could put that verse over 21st century Britain and not have to alter a word. So Enoch was different. He walked with God. The record in Hebrews 11:5 records that Enoch pleased God. John Calvin says of Hebrews 11:5, a remarkable example is set before us. in the person of one man who stood firmly in the season of most dreadful dissipation, in order that if we wish to live rightly and orderly, we may learn to regard God more than men. All man may advance in many ways, in science, in surgery, many ways. But essentially, his heart is the same. Jeremiah tells us that the heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? This verse in Hebrews 11:5 says, "By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, was not found because God had translated him. But before he had this translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God." The Amplified Bible puts it this way: Enoch walked in habitual fellowship with God, day by day, despite those around him, despite the pull of the world, Enoch walked with God, knowing that nothing was hidden from God. Hebrews 4:13 tells us that all things are naked and open to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. That's a challenge, isn't it? We can hide things from one another. My wife didn't know what I was thinking about unless I told her. But God did. And Enoch walked with God, with this almighty, all-seeing God. Who are we walking with? Which path are we going? We read in Matthew chapter 7 the two ways, the broad road, the narrow way. The broad road is the popular one. If it's not stretching scripture too far, if you imagine the broad road as the motorway, the narrow way as the narrow path climbing up the hillside. And many go in there. Those around are on that broad way, but it leads to destruction. It leads to destruction. And in Matthew chapter 7 and verses 24 to 27, we have the two men, the two houses, and the two foundations. Two men built their houses, and I'm sure both it looked equally fantastic. They perhaps stood outside and looked and admired their houses. Both look fine. Till the storms came. And then both houses faced the test of the storms. I remember the other week I was looking at a program called Destroyed in Seconds about disasters, either man-made or natural. Well, there are all kinds. But there was one particular one that reminded me of this verse, these verses. It was in America in a beautiful area, a wooded area. And there was this lake, and there were houses surrounding it. And they looked wonderful, these houses. They really did. But there had been a period of very heavy rain, a continual period. And the lake overflowed and joined with a river. And you had this surging torrent of water flowing down the valley until it reached these properties. And you saw with horror the unfolding disaster. As beautiful house after beautiful house was swept away. And two houses were on the bend of a river, and you saw the river, the water, eat into the bank under the houses, like eating into a slice of cake. The houses toppled into the river. It reminded me very forcefully of what the Lord Jesus said about the house built on sand, and great was the fall of it. See, it wasn't only the houses that were lost, it was everything. And one of the people who lost, had to stand and watch their homes destroyed, said, "We've lost everything. Not just the house, not just the car, the fridge and the cooker." He said, "We've lost family photos that can never, ever be replaced." They lost everything. And great was the fall of it. And that's what the Lord Jesus is illustrating here, of those who live their lives, who are not like Enoch walking with God. They're going their own way. They're on the broad way that leads to destruction. They lose everything. The Lord Jesus Christ in Mark chapter 8 asks a very important question. Mark chapter 8 verses 36 and 37. "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Oh yes, we can have everything this world has to offer. And God does give us many good things which he wants us to enjoy. But, if that's all that we're building our life on, like those two men, we're not walking like Enoch with God. And we can have everything, but we'll leave it behind when we breathe our last. Paul in 1 Timothy 6 verse 7 reminds us that we brought nothing into this world. Alan and I were talking about the birth of our children. There are two young couples awaiting the birth of their first child. The child is born. It's born with nothing. No possessions. But when we leave this life, we leave it all behind. Somebody said there are no pockets in a shroud. People tell us you can't take it with you when you go. How true. But how sad they don't think about where they are going. But Enoch did. Enoch had this testimony that he walked with God. Bishop J.C. Ryle, in his book on Matthew's Gospel, speaking about the verses in Matthew chapter 7 we've been considering, said, "It is not enough to think as others think, and do as others do. It must not satisfy us to follow the fashions and swim with the stream of those among whom we live. He tells us that the way that leads to everlasting life is narrow and few travel in it. He tells us that the way that leads to everlasting destruction is broad and full of travellers. Many there are that go in thereat. These are fearful truths. They ought to raise great searchings of heart in the minds of all who hear them. Which way am I going? By what road am I travelling? I would ask it each and every one of us. Which road are you on, my friend? The broad way or the narrow way? What foundation is the house, as it were, of your life built upon? Is it upon the rock, the Lord Jesus Christ? Or is it on the sand, the things of this world? Enoch had his house, as it were, built on the rock. Enoch walked with God. He had this testimony that he's pleased God. If God gave a testimony of you, my friend, and of me, what would it be? Would it be that we please him? Three brief things about Enoch. He determined to please God, not himself, no matter what. We've read in Genesis chapter 6, the kind of situation he lived in. Amos 3:3 says, "Can two walk together except they be agreed?" Enoch would have stood out those around him because he was determined to go God's way, not his own. Secondly, he delighted to do the will of God. He delighted to do the will of God. He would only do that which pleased God. Again, Enoch must have stood out like a beacon from those around him. What does it mean to walk with God? Matthew Henry says to set before him before us and to act as if we are under his eye. It is to make God's word our rule and his glory our end in all our actions. It is to make it our constant care and endeavour in everything to please God and in nothing to offend him. That's what it means to please God. We delight to do his will. It's not what we want. It's what God wants. And we reverently fear him. Not in terror. I mean, God is awesome. A truly awesome God. But it's fear of offending one who loves us so much. We want to please him. The psalmist in Psalm 1, we really have a pen portrait of Enoch. In Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. It's your delight, it's my delight in God's word. Is reading and studying the word of God a duty or a delight? That's the question. But here is a pen portrait in these first two verses of Enoch. He walked with God. His delight was in the law of God. And thirdly, of course, he departed in peace. Enoch was only one of two men in Scripture who never passed the portals of death, Elijah being the other one. But he had the testimony. This was God's testimony. But he pleased God. But if we please him, even though we will pass through the portal of death, there's no fear. There's no fear. Apostle John, 1 John 4:18. Says this, verse 17, here it is, we'll go to verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love. He that dwelleth in love dwells in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Enoch departed in peace. He had no fear of meeting God. The Christian is exactly the same. Because God would welcome him into his presence. Those who please him here have no fear of meeting him there. Rather, they can look forward to his beautiful words, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of thy Lord." Notice what the Lord says, "Thou hast been faithful over a few things." Not necessarily great things or many things. A few things done faithfully. So who are we going to please this new year? Ourselves or Almighty God? Oh, it's not easy. It's costly. So many of our brothers and sisters know for a fact in many parts of the world that there are two ways that we're on. Either the broad road that leads to destruction or the narrow way that leads to life. Young people, don't think that you can put this off for years. A little over Community Church, near where our pastor lives, is a morning church. Because a young lady died on the last Monday. She was 12 years old. But tonight she's in heaven. Because last year she gave her heart to the Lord. She became a Christian. Was it October? She was baptized and gave a wonderful testimony of serving the Lord to the end of her days. She was thinking of years down the line. She didn't have 12 months, but she's in heaven because she, like Enoch, walked with God. What about you? What about I? Will we walk with God ever closer this year? Being like the man in Psalm 1. Not going with the world, but walking with God, making his word our delight. Our delight. He meditates in it, talks to himself about the word of God. Is that you and is that me? Or may it be so, that when, as will happen, we stand before him, like Enoch, there is no fear. We hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." This world can offer us many things, but everything it offers is temporary, is passing, and we'll leave behind. If we trust God, the psalmist says in another psalm, commit your way to God. Trust in him and he will bring it to pass. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your steps. Oh yes, we none of us know how long we have on this earth. That little girl, she had 12 years. And on Wednesday is the anniversary of my wife's home call. Margaret was 63. But Margaret, like last girl, knew the Lord Jesus Christ, walked with God, and is in heaven. What about you? What about me? May God help us, by his grace, to be like Enoch, to walk with God through this new year, no matter what it means. Amen.